Look at the letter from Henry's wife, Catherine of Aragon, to her nephew, Charles V, the Holy Roman Emperor. In it, she protests the Pope's delay in rejecting Henry's divorce suit, and insists once again that she was a virgin when she married Henry. That is, her previous marriage to Henry's brother, Arthur, had not been consummated, and therefore she and Arthur were not married in the eyes of the Church. As a result of that, her marriage to Henry didn't violate the strictures of Leviticus, that if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing, they shall be childless. As far as Catherine was concerned, that was that. Henry, for his part, claimed the opposite. Catherine's marriage to Arthur had been consummated. Her marriage to Henry violated biblical law, to which the Pope could not grant dispensation, and therefore their marriage had never existed in the eyes of God. As for the Pope, he was stuck. On one side of the argument was the King of England. On the other, the aunt of the Emperor of all the Romans, who, by the way, was holding the Pope captive. What could he do? By the way, a complete translation of this letter is in the catalog for the exhibition on pages 212 and 213. Now look at the other letter in this case.